This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Life is good out in the grassland that surrounds our 1991 Marvelette, situated very close to the banks of the Ojalote. Fall-blooming composites color the land, golden eyes, snake weeds, rubber rabbit brush, all blooming away. The grassland and desert as well are dry. Summer rains, a distant memory, but tall forbs, dry forbs and grasses remind us that we once had monsoon moisture. The dirt roads that crisscross the land around us are dusty, and I can look across the valley and see a plume of dust following a truck several miles away. The dusty trails I trot on some mornings are full of tracks, snake tracks, pinacate beetle tracks, grasshopper tracks. Oh, how I wish for that first frost to nip those grasshoppers in the bud, or maybe nip them in the butt. Grasshoppers do walk, you know, yeah. Hopping is an alarm sort of thing, so you see their tracks of them walking. Too bad we can't hop when something alarms us, you know. Oh, grizzly bear? No problem. I'll just hop 40 feet this way. I must say, some grasshoppers, when they hop, land on their heads, and that's that's not good. Anyway, lots of tracks in dust. An occasional turtle track is still found. A favorite track is found around kangaroo rat mounds, the mounds of the banner tail kangaroo rat. Kangaroo rats take dust baths, but it seems from the tracks I observe, they swirl their 8-inch long tails around in the dust. So I find calligraphy in the dust, calligraphy in a language I'm still learning. But I stop and study it. What time of night was it made? Were other tails swirling? Who was nearby? So beautiful, my friends. The grasses of the grassland are dry, and seed abounds, seed for doves and sparrows and finches, seed for kangaroo rats or ground squirrels and all sorts of, oh, deer mice, name a wonderful little any grassland or desert rodent. Sometimes I'll find a grass seed head pulled down to the ground, and I'll see a lot of munch seed scattered about. It's worth it for me to stop a grassland trot to look at these marvelous things. You know those words, the phrase, be here now? I think it's the title of a book, right? I probably have a book I didn't. I didn't finish. Okay. Anyway, it came to me, especially when trotting the grassland in September, when daytime rattlesnakes were prevalent. It came to me that my runs, my trots, my trudges were the best I'd ever come to being here now. When I stopped and studied that rattlesnake, I was there. When I peered under a bush of a long-nosed leopard lizard, I was there. I was there then, wasn't I? Yeah. Nothing else was on my mind. Nature has a way of making us live in the moment. Pretty sweet. Anywho, there's a marvelous little plant, about 8-10 inches tall at best, orange pea-like blooms. It's a legume. I like that word, legume. Be my little legume, I say to Ms. Mosquiti. Leguminosae is the pea family, and then there are a bunch of subfamilies. All of this may have changed, so don't take my word for it. So this little legume, of little or no significance in horticulture, is a part of a grassland fabric, right? This little legume is in a subfamily, Papilionoidae. Whew! And this little legume with its orange pea flowers midsummer is called Crotalaria pumila. The marvelous common name is rattlebox because the small pods are inflated like long party balloons and dry seed rattles in them, though I'd have to, you know, shake them an inch from my good ear to hear the rattle. Yeah. Crotalaria is from the Greek rattle, meaning rattle, and pumila means dwarf, so a small rattle is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking also maybe, just maybe, kangaroo rats use them as maracas, clasping tiny pods with their little forefeet and rattling a rhythm as they swirl calligraphy in the dust. Those kangaroo rats know how to have a good time. And as I study their calligraphy on morning trots, I know I'm here now. And the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, And this has been Growing Native.